Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Tzadi Gimel. Tzadi Gimel, we are on Tzadi Beis, and the Beis, the second to last line. Just one correction from yesterday. I made a mistake, actually, at least Lashitas Rashi, and that is, we mentioned the six cases on Amud Aleph, Tzadi Beis, where Rava says there were three cases that the Rabbanah were ma'amid their words, b'makam kares, and three cases that they weren't, b'makam asei sheishbo kares, and three cases where they were not ma'amid their words. So I mentioned Arel, Hazaah, and Izemel were three cases. So I mentioned that two of them were by Korban Pesach and one by Bris Milah. And then we had the problem of Ha'izemel, which is for the baby. The baby is on Chayiv Kares until he gets older. So we mentioned the Pshat then, but according to Rashi, you don't have to say that Pshat. Because Rashi says maybe it's talking about a case. Again, the Rashi is obviously bothered by this problem of where is the Kares by a baby, Bris Milah, on day 8, which is a Milah Bismano. So Rashi says the case must be where you have a baby that is Chayiv Bris Milah, but his not getting Bris Milah doesn't allow the father to eat the Korban Pesach. That's what Rashi says on Tzadi Beis, Amud Aleph, in Derech Hatzeros, Sheim Yeshlo Zachar Lamul Ma'akvo. The Braisa says, and the halacha is, Mila Zachara Va'avadav Ma'akvo Netzah Pesach. So the Kares is the Pesach Kares, it's not the Mila Kares. So really, all three of them are related to Pesach. Just one ha'ara that I wanted to correct from yesterday. There is, as we saw, started the ninth parak yesterday, and we spoke about this is one of the only times that you'll have a makeup time, and at least according to some, there's no chiyuv to put myself into the situation of chiyuv. We had the tzlach on yesterday on Dav Gimel, where the tzlach mentions, and I'll read the lashon today because we ran out of time yesterday. The tzlach's lashon on Dav Gimel is that where do we ever, based on the Tosfos there, v'lo matzinu sheyehe mechuyev la'alos ulehiskarev kodem zman haPesach. We don't find you have a chiyuv to go up and be miskarev, which the Minchas Chedah says I don't understand. You have a chiyuv to go buy a shofar. You have a chiyuv to go buy, you know, anything, but the tzlach must say built into this mitzvah is a leeway. It's a leeway, unlike other mitzvos. So that's that was the tzlach, the Minchas Chinuch, and the Chazanish that we mentioned, all also discussing the Gemara back on Daf Ayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara told a story of two of the Tanoim, Yehuda ben Dur Sa'i and his son that went to Darom, which some say was Chutzpah Aretz, in order to get out of the Chiv of doing Korban Pesach. Good. One other ha'ara I wanted to mention is the Aznayin LaTorah has a beautiful pshat where he talks about Lama Nigara, Pesach Sheni, as we know, the Bali Musar, all discuss is the mitzvah, the siman of wanting to put myself into the situation of mitzvos. These people were putter. So we have two issues. Number one is that you only have a derech rechoka, as we just spoke about, is a time when you might not have to put yourself into a position. But the idea, the whole attitude of the Pesach Sheni people in Parshas Baaloscha was lama nigara. Why should we be left out? Yes, we're putter. Yes, we don't have to. But we want to do it. So they come to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they say, lama nigara, says the Aznayin LaTorah, says of Sarutskin, harbei mitzvos ne'amru b'Pesach. There are a lot of mitzvahs about Pesach. Hashpasa Sa'or, Pesach, Achilas, Matzah, Maror, Simchas Yontif. Pesach is a very busy time. That's why there's even some shitas that say that the idea of Shloshim Yom Lefnei HaChag is uniquely about Pesach. Right? Not about Shavuot, not about Sukkot. The Gra says it's Pesach and Sukkot, but some say it's uniquely Pesach because there's so many laws. Umabekach, im, efshar, b'shana zuz, l'chaim achaz, v'yam mitzvahs. So someone might have the attitude of, okay, so one mitzvah I can't do this year. I won't do Pesach. Okay, I still have matzah. I still have maror. They have so many others. Uvet prat machmas ones o mebrekia mitzvahs halavayas hameis. And anyway, I was in the middle of another mitzvah. Va'osik b'mitzvah patam and a mitzvah. Malkom, what's the lomini gara? What's the issue? Avalavoseinu nochi nefesh lo nachu v'lo shaktu v'tabu mimoshe laseis lemsei cholas. We want to be close to Hashem. Hoy, arkama yaradnu plami mitzrayim vadhena. And what do we do today? Says Rav Sarutskin. Halo b'doroseinu eila smeichem elai gil. Kimsu teretz v'tayna, shalak rav karban. If we have an excuse, if we have a way out, we don't have to do it. You don't need the tztaka, you don't need the zarchi tzibur. Somebody else did it. Right, we're okay, we have the attitude of, oh, it's okay. V'yesh ke'ela, here's this lashon. She'belibam pnima he mevarchim baruch sheptarani. Inside they say Baruch Hashem Sheptarani, Va'odanu Misparim Biskad Musenu Vispas Husenu Kaviyachol, and we say we're so proud, we're so advanced and so modern, but really it's just the opposite, right? We have the Baruch Sheptarani attitude; they had the Lama Nigara. The Lama Nigara—that's what we have to make sure that we do our best to want to put ourselves into the position of mitzvos and have the attitude of wanting to be involved and not relying on pturim, even where there are good excuses. Like the Avram Avinu attitude by the Malachim, he wanted to find the Malachim. Like the Moshe Rabbeinu attitude, that's in the end of the first parak in Maseches Sota, where Moshe Rabbeinu's desires to come into Eretz Yisrael to do the mitzvahs, even though he's potter, he doesn't have to. But either way, that is the attitude that we have to have. That's the message of Pesach Sheni. One of the deep messages of the Pesach Sheni attitude: they don't want to be left out. Okay, now we continue. Oh, one other hara that could come up today's daf also, but Chashuk Yechemed says yesterday that we didn't get to mention, and that is, if somebody has, talking about Derech Rechoka, somebody's far away, Sheila, a Chola that can't walk on his feet, V'harofim himlitzu lo, so the doctor said he needs an operation on his knees, V'humusupak, Hayim Lavar, should he do the Nituach, should he have the operation before Pesach, or maybe because it's such a busy time, he should have it after Pesach, and be dochit. So he says, have it before Pesach. Ra'ui la'avor zeiduch lefnei Pesach. Mishum shechayavim letzaposu l'chakos l'mashiach. See, peace of Yeshua. Have the operation. You'll be able to walk. You'll be able to go to Yerushalayim. You'll be able to do the Be'ola Regel. And you have to be able to walk properly to have a chiv of Ali'ola Regel. So the Chashuk Yechemed of Zilberstein says, better to do it as soon as possible. And don't worry about anything else. See, peace of Yeshua. See, peace of Yeshua. Hope for Mashiach every day. Right? The smock we mentioned in the past. The Smach, Sefer Mitzvos Katan, writes, where is the source for Tzipisa L'Yeshua? All the other six questions in Shabbos, Mesechta Shabbos, we know, Kavati Itim LaTorah, and Peruvu, and Nasasa V'Natata Be'emuna, where's the Makar in the Torah that you have to hope for Mashiach? Says the Smach, it's Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Just like we believe that Hashem, our God, brought us out of Shos Hasichem Eretz Mitzrayim, He was Goel us once, we believe as part of that He will be Goel us again, there will be a redemption, and there will be a time period that will be greater for the Jewish people. That's part of the mitzvah of Emunah, according to the Smach. Okay, Amar of Sheshes, second to last line on Tzadi Beis, Amid Beis. Mina Aminola. So we had a machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. What happens if somebody has the Ptur, somebody is Derech Rechoka, but they shecht and do this Rikas Adam for him anyway. So, and then he comes. So does it work? Does it work or not? So Rav Nachman said it works, it's Hertza, and Rav Sheshes says Lo Hertza. Yesterday we had Rav Nachman's Shita, Hertza, and now we have Rav Sheshes, and what's his makar? Amar Rav Sheshes, Mina Aminola, how do I know that if somebody has the Karan Pesach, they are in a state of Derech Rechoka, but they have the Karan Pesach Shechta for them anyway, it does not work. Ditanya, Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Namar, Tameh, V'Namar, Derech Rechoka. It says both, Tameh and Derech Rechoka. So we compare them. Ma Tameh, Shesipik, Biyado, La'asos, Ve'eno, Oseh, just like a Tameh, where he's able to do it physically, is just that halachically, we will not allow him to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him not to. So he's able, but we say he's not allowed to it. If he does it, it's not nothing, because he's Tameh. Sa'av Derech Rechoka Nami. So the Derech Rechoka, it must be a total hafka'ah. Shesipik biyadolasos v'ina ose. Even though he could do it, he does not do it, he is a hafka'ah, and therefore, Rav Shesha says that lo hurts up. For Rav Nachman Amar Lecha, what would Rav Nachman do with this brisa? He would say, well, that's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva l'taymei. Rabbi Akiva is going to Lishitaso, according to his reasoning, to Kasavar, ain't shochten v'zorken al tamei sheretz. Rabbi Akiva holds that even a somebody who is Tamei Sheretz, who will become Tahar by tonight, he's just waiting for Harev Shemesh, still, you don't shecht on their behalf. So, the same thing, that they're totally mufka, so they're Rechoka also. V'yanosvir le kemanda amar shecht v'zorkar on Tamei Sheretz. But I, says Rav Nachman, hold like the manda amar, that you can shecht and do zrika on someone who will become Ra'i later that day. So therefore, I don't have a problem with Rabbi Akiva Shita. I hold like other opinions in the Tanoim. Good. Tanu Rabbanan says the Tosefta. Elu she'osen es ha'sheni, the following people do Pesach Sheni. Hazavin, v'hazavos, right? All these people, all these types of tumas, as we know, if most of Klal Yisrael, as we had earlier, are these types of tumas, they do not do it berishon. Tumah hutra v'tzibur is only by tamei meis. But if they happen to be tamei, so that's tamei and derech rechoka, they do pesach sheni. So a zav or a zava v'hamitzora in somebody that's saras on pesach v'hamitzora us v'nidos. Nidos. So that's a very important. It's halacha lamaisa. If a woman is a nida on pesach, They got to do Pesach Sheni. They're not eating the Karban Pesach. In the Karban Pesach, I mean, you might say, oh, it's public. But in the days of old, in the days of the Mikdash, it was much more clear. Women used to wear white, right? It was much more, people knew about who was not. It was just part of life. It wasn't something embarrassing because, if you have people over and they were Kohanim and Shruma and Isha Nida, so it had to be much more known in the days of Tumah V'Tahara. So a Nida, if a woman's a Nida, so then you would say maybe half the women in Klal Yisrael would not be able to participate in Pesach Rishon. Ubo Ale Nido, someone who's a Boal Nida is also an Avatoma. Somebody lives with a woman who is an Ida. Vahayoldo, some women who just had babies. They also, they are Tamei, as we know, 7 days, 14 days, depending on a boy or a girl. All these people are Tamei. Hashogagin, Vahaanusin, Vahamizidin, Vitamei, Vishahay, Vaderech Rechoka. All of these as well are included in the Ptur. Just a couple of ha'aretz about these people. First of all, Yoledes. As we know, Yoledes is Tamei. Why? One of the most unusual tumas that we could talk about, yodledes, somebody has a baby tummy, she did such an amazing mitzvah, part of it, misayeh, she had a baby that she's tummy, why is there tumah? It explains Rav Hirsch beautifully, tumah is always associated with vacuum of life. Death, the ultimate in tumah, the highest level of tumah is a dead body, aviyavos a tumah. But all tumah is associated, a dead sheretz, tumas nida is a potential pregnancy that never happened, right, which is not a death, but it's a life that never happened. A yoledes, explains Rav Hirsch, this woman had life inside of her, more life. And once it exited, it's beautiful, it's amazing, it's wonderful, it's a miracle. But there's less life inside of her. And he even says, if she has a female, if she has a girl, she's tummy for double, 14 days, because she had life that could create more life, even. So losing that is an even greater vacuum of life, and that's why there is tuma created, tumas yoledes. That is yoledes. Boale nidos. There is a shita of the Rishash that is discussed by all the Achronim after the Rishash. The Rishash writes in Meseches Chagiga, Daf Chav Gimel, an amazing Chiddush, that the Gemara says in Meseches Nida, on Daf Lamed Gimel, that the one has a Havamina, that a man who lives with a Nida, a Boal Nida, Yachol Ya'ala L'Ragla, the Gemara suggests that, let's say a man lives with a Nida on day 5 of her Nidus. So there's a Havamina that he should only be Tamei for another 2 days. 2.5 days, because he becomes Tamei from her. So if she is on day 5, so she only has 2.5 more days to her Tuma, so too maybe he should only be Tamei for another 2.5 days. What's called Yala Laragla. Kamash Malon, the Gemara quotes a Pasuk that says, no, Yitmash Shivas Yamim, he, a Bol Nida, is Tamei for 7 days. That's the Gemara. The Rishash says, oh, that's interesting. So the Gemara requires a Makar, a Pasuk, to say that a Bol Nida is not Yala Laragla. I have another case. What happens if somebody touches Tamei Meis? Shehiza Bishlishi. Let's say the Rishash HaGiga Chav Gimel says, what if you have somebody who's Tamei Meis that already had the sprinkling of day 3, he's in the process of Tara, and then V'noga Achar Kach B'cherev. The concept of Cherev Harei Hukachalo, meaning a metal object that touches a dead body or touches somebody who's Tamei Meis, becomes like that source. Suggests the Rishash that Cherev is Yala L'Ragla, is only Tamei for another 3 days. Why? Because only by Boel Nida do you have a Pasuk to say that the Halach of Yala L'Ragla, that he parallels the source of his Tumah, that doesn't apply. A special Pasuk. But if you don't have that Pasuk, for example, by Cherev, then you wouldn't say that there is a requirement for all 7, and you'll only be Tamei for three or four days. That is the Chiddush of the Rishash, and all the Achronim support, argue on the Rishash v'chulu. Rav Shechter in Be'ikvei Atzon, in Simen Chav Ches, he just has a little lundis related to the Rishash. What's the lundis? The Rishash, if you take a step back, is being mechalik between the process of Tara of Tumas Meis versus the process of Tara of a Zava or a Nida. Because, fine, it's based on Psukim, but what's the Svara? What's the Svara to say that a Boel Nida, who lives with a Nida, is Tamei for 7 days, even though this woman is only Tamei for one more day? What's the Svara? It must be that during the 7 days of Nida, it's not that the Tumah goes down until there's nothing left. No, it's everything until, boom, until it's over, until the Tara is finished. Even during those 7 days of Nida, or of Zava, explains the Sefer Shefter. Yishmak alufi divrei Arashash, yishmakam lechalek, beitame meis, shesafer miksasa, lebein zava shesafer miksasa. By zava, you know what the Pasuk teaches me, that the bowl is not ol el ragla, that sheyesh rak darga acha shotoma ziva. Vahazava b'shvi'i shela, dargas tumasa shavem mamish, ledargas tumasa zava b'rishon shela. Run on day one, day seven. No, it's all equal. Ubiyom riyasa, tamei meis. It's all avatuma still. But all seven is going down, 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 down. After the third hazah, the day three hazah, after the day seven hazah, it's a process of going down, 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 down. Therefore, if somebody comes in contact in that process, so then you only do what's left. It's not as powerful. That's the lumdus behind the chilik between tumas meis on the one hand versus tumas nida zava, going over to Bo'el Nida. So that's an important shita of the Rishash that one should be aware of relating to Bo'el Nida and Tumas Meis. So back to our Gemara. So the Gemara quoted the Tosefta that all of these people partake and do the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni, including Shogig, Onis, Mezid, V'chulu. Imkein Lama Nemar Tamei. So ask the Gemara, if all of these people are included, why does the Torah specify Tamei? All these types of people, even Derek Rechoga V'chulu. So the Gemara parenthetically says, no, the chiddush is that if you would want, they would want to do it on the first, we wouldn't let them. So that's what you have to say, tame, right? Not just derech rechoka. So where's it? No, ella imkain lama nemar bederech rechoka. This is the question. Not why does it say tame? Why does it say derech rechoka? If it already says tame, what do you need the derech rechoka for? You already know. Rashi says imi shum de lo boy lemevid lo sevid ha bederech rechoka. He's bederech rechoka, so he can't do it anyway. Well, you have to say that a derech rechoka is pater, and if you want to say that it has to do in terms of sending the psachim v'im tomar, if the chiddush is that he shouldn't send his pesach, but this Tana holds like Rav Nachman, who holds Hertzah, Rashi explains. So what's the Chiddush here? So, Lepocho mina kares ukamanda amar Hertzah. The Chiddush is to pater from kares. If you're in this situation on Pesach Rishon, you're pater from kares. And it does not say that this Pasuk is teaching me to be mafkia it from Ritzui. So therefore, ukamanda amar Hertzah, this Braisa, the Gemara says, is going like Rav Nachman, who says that if somebody does it in this state, and somebody shechs and does Rika on behalf, so then the Ritzui does work. Period. Just related issue. Isha b'sheni mimachayva. Some of the people listed here are women. Right? They go to Pesach Sheni. Yoledes, Mitzora'as. So is an Isha chayeves in Pesach Sheni. Right? We had this a couple of days ago. V'atanya. Yachalo yosen es ha-sheni. Ella, you might have thought that the only people who do Pesach Sheni are Tamei Nefesh, V'shariya b'derech rechoka. Only the people that are explicit in the Torah Shebichsav. Zavinu mitzora'inu bo'alei nidas minayin. How do I know these other people also? Tamalomar, ish, question mark. So you see all the people listed are men. They're all men. So how do you know women are included in Pesach Sheni? Lokasha, Ha Reb Yossi, Ha Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon. Machlokas, what we had on 2 days ago's daf, Sadi Aleph and Beis, we had a three-way machlokas about women in Pesach Sheni. What is the halacha? So, Reb Shimon, the last shita, Reb Shimon says they're totally rejected. They don't have a chiyuv in Pesach Sheni at all. And while the other two opinions, Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, say they do have a chiyuv in Pesach Sheni, and therefore, that's the machlokas tanam here. It's really two different authors of the brises. Good, Tanur Rabbanan. Now we have a major. This next machlokas is the crux, is the lumdus. It's the mahus of Pesach Sheni. What is Pesach Sheni about? Is it a unique, independent yontif or not? So we have three different opinions coming up. Two major ones. Tanur Rabbanan. Chayev kares ala rishon, chayev kares ala sheni. Divrei Rebbe. First is Rebbe's opinion. Rebbe holds, and we'll get to this explicitly in the Gemara soon, Rebbe holds Pesach Sheni is his own yantif. To regel b'fnei atzmo, to use the phrase of Shmini Yetzeres, your chayef karis on Pesach Rishon, your chayef karis on Pesach Sheni, on each one. It doesn't mean that if you violate b'mezid each one, you're going to get two karises. You can only have karis once. Once you're nechras, you can't have anything more than that. The Gam Rashi adds, and if you're shogig on both, you're also not going to bring two chatos. Usually, kares, as we know the rule is, anything that you do b'mezid, you chayev kares, if you do b'shogig, you chayev chatas. That only applies to the los assays. The two assays that have kares, Karban Pesach and Milo, you're not chayev chatas if it was shogig. So the nafkamina of Rebbe, by saying that each one is chayev kares, is not that you're going to be chayev karis twice, because that's impossible, and it's not going to that you're going to be chayev two chatos, because there's no karmen chatos when it comes to assays. The only nafkamina is, Rashi says at the end of that Rashi, that if you were shogig on one of them and mazen on the other one, you're still chayev karis. You're chayev karis on each one separately, says Rashi. You're chayev karis on the Rishon, or you're chayev karis on the Sheni. That's Shitas Rebbe. He also adds, Rashi says, if you have a ger that's nisgayer between two Pesachs, so the second one, Pesach Sheni, if he doesn't bring it, but Mazin, he's going to be chayev karis. That is all Shitas Rebbe. They're each independent. Rebbe Nasan Amar, no. Chayev Karis ala Rishon u Pater ala Sheni. Rabbi Sassen says, no, you're Chayev Karis only on the Rishon and you're Pater on the Sheni. Meaning, if you were Shogig on the Rishon, even if you were Mazed on the Sheni, meaning B'Shogig, you didn't bring Karban Pesach Rishon, and then B'Mazed, you didn't bring Pesach Sheni, you still don't get Karis. Karis is only on Pesach Rishon. Says Rabbi Nathan, as we'll see, because Rabbi Nathan is going to say that Pesach Sheni is not his own holiday. It's Tashlumin, it's connected to Pesach Rishon. Rabbi Hananya ben Akav Yomer, of Pirkei Avos fame, actually that's Akavya ben Malalel, Rechaim Akavya Omer, sorry, Af ala Akavya, the word, Af al HaRishon in the Chayef Kares, Elem Kein Lo Asas HaSheini. Wow, another more Mako Shita. Even on Pesach Rishon, you are not going to be Chayef Kares unless you didn't bring it on the Sheini either. You didn't bring it on the Sheini. Rashi notes here, the Lashon of Rashi, important Lashon, the last few skinny lines, Umezid Shelo, Hu Gamro Shel Kares Derishon. Being mazed on the Pesach Sheini is finishing. So according to Rechanani ben Akavya, you have to be mazed on both in order to be Chayev Kares. The Chayev on both, because the second one is finishing up, is Mashlim, the first one. So these are the three different days, Rebbe, Rebbe Nasan, and Rebbe Yochanan ben Akavya, and the Gemara explains, Va'azulot Amayu, and they go l'shitasu according to their svaris. Titania, the Brisa says, Gershin is Gare ben Shnei Pesachim. If you have a Ger that converts between the Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheini, v'chein Katan sheikdo ben Shnei Pesachim, or a Katan, as we spoke about a couple of days ago in Tosfos, Katan that became a Gadol between the two Pesachs, Chayav Asas Pesach Sheini, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds your Mechluya, Pesach Sheini. Why? It's a separate holiday. You are a Jew. You are a Gadol. You have a chiyuv in this holiday. If you don't do it, then you have kares. That's Rebbe. Rebbe Nasan Amar, no. Kol she zakuk l'rishon, zakuk l'sheni. Kol she ain't zakuk l'rishon, ain't zakuk l'sheni. No. Whoever has to do rishon does sheni. And whoever doesn't have to do rishon doesn't do sheni, because the sheni is tashlumin of the rishon. So if you were mufka b'rishon, so then you were never chayev kares in the Sheni. So a little more, and then we'll talk about it. But my kamifligi, what's the root of this machlokas? So, now the Gemara explicates. Sometimes we need the Rishonim. After the machlokas Tanon, the Rishonim give graphic descriptions of the svaras. Here, we don't have to go far. The Gemara says it. But my kamifligi, Rebbe Savar Sheni Regel Bifnei Atzmo, who Rebbe holds that Pesach Sheni is a unique yantif. Regel b'vnei atzmaihu. The 14th day of Iyar is a regel b'vnei atzma. Remember, Pesach Rishon. What's Pesach Rishon? The 14th of Nisan. We spoke about this on Daf Beis, the first Daf in Maseches Pesachim, that what we call Pesach is not really Pesach. In the Torah, the 7-day holiday in Chodesh, in Aviv, in Nisan, is Chag HaMatzos. Erev Pesach is called Pesach in the Torah. That's the day of the Karban Pesach. That's Pesach Lashem. So exactly 1 month after that is Yud Dalet Iyar. That is Pesach Sheni. That's the holiday. That's the Regel Bifnei Atzmo. It's not a makeup. It's a makeup chance, but conceptually, it is its own holiday, Regel Bifnei Atzmo. Rebbe Nasan Savar, Sheni Tashlumin the Rishonu. Rebbe Nasan says, no. Sheni is the Tashlumin. It's the makeup of the Rishon. Tikune le Rishon lo maskin le. It's Tashlumin of the Rishon. It can't totally fix the Rishon, to get a Rishon, but it's Tashlumin. It does its best. Rashi on the fourth wide line, Tashlumin the Rishon. Uman delo echzi b'Rishon lo mechayev Sheni. If you aren't in the Iker Din, you're not going to be chayev in the Sheni, but, what's the second line of the Gemara mean? Umiyu tikune l'Rishon mikaris. I mean, he's a b'Rishon l'miskanle. Rashi Shita, amazing. Rashi Shita is, if you were mazed on Pesach Rishon, even if you brought Pesach Sheni, according to Rebbe Nasan, you're chayev karis. Wow. It's tashlumin. So if you missed it, not bemazed, you can have another chance. But if you were mazed on Pesach Rishon, Even Rabbi Nassan agrees, says Rashi. Not all Rishonim agree to this. Others think that it's a machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. But either way, this is Rashi Shita. That's what the line means. Tukuni l'Rishon lo maskinle. Period. So let's stop there for a minute before we get... Oh, so that next line, Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya Savar, Sheni Takanta the Rishonu. One step further, not only is Sheni Tashlum and it's Takanta, and therefore, even if you amaze it on the Rishon, if you were shogig on the Sheni, and especially if you brought Sheni, then for sure, you're not going to be Chayiv Karis. And we'll see, all of them are going to learn it out from the same Sukkah. A couple of important points. Number one is the Achronim. Some of this is a famous discussion. Let's talk all about these cases of Gershon is Gayer and Katan Jehigdil, Bain Shnei Psachim, in other contexts as well. Right? The Menachas Chinuch discusses this regarding Sfira Saomer, right? Many a bar mitzvah pshetel. Anybody has a bar mitzvah during Sfira, right? This is, many times what is discussed. Menachas Chinuch and mitzvah Shin Vav discusses. So what does a Katan do? You have all the different days in the Achronim. Can a Katan continue counting? So some say, well, only if right, if it doesn't matter what he did beforehand, he's allowed to start from the day of his gavlus, because what he did beforehand is he wasn't in the chiyuv. So even if he missed it, he wasn't mechuyev. So now he's mechuyev to start today. And others say even if he was counting, he cannot continue with the bracha because beforehand he wasn't mekayim it lemais on a daraisa level. And the majority opinion is somewhere in the middle, and that is if he was counting till now, he could continue counting. If he wasn't counting, he cannot continue counting. Says the Menachas Chinuch, mitzvah shinvav, ach ani mesupak im akatan. If he counted, or an Eved before he became free, as we know, they can do it. Do they keep counting? Are they allowed to? Can they make a bracha? Do you say it goes by bar chiyuva or not? The kiva shaya potter av shemana mikol makom. Still, even though he counted, kiva she mitzvah achasi umiko demonis chayev gam ata in machayim in haTorah vein kofenos solim nos. And you don't force him. Question is, can you? Oh Dilma, or do we say no? Kiva she mana av shaya potter mikol makom lo bita lacheshbon. You find in the Mordechai, talking about the Megillah. Either way, that is Sfira Saomer, a big discussion in the Menachas Chinuch. Rav Yosef Engel as well. Again, this is one of his kind of topics. In the Tziyunim LaTorah. Tziyunim LaTorah in Klal Yud Beis. He says, Ani chochech od, the katan should is God, the tokim a svira mischayev shapir min haTorah, besvira shar yamim. He has to do it. He thinks he's chuyev, and he says, I have a raya. So is a raya, sukkas raya. In Yana Dioma, the Gemara says in Sukkah Chav Zayin, Rebbe Eliezer Shita is that you have to have one Sukkah the entire Yantif. That's his Shita. And that's why he says you can't build a Sukkah in Chol HaMoed. Because you have to have one Sukkah the entire Yantif. But Rebbe Eliezer still holds, though, says of Yosef Engel, if you have a Ger that became a Ger on Sukkis, or a Kaddish is Gadol on Sukkis, he's Chayiv in Sukkah. What do you mean he's Chayiv in Sukkah? He can't do it! He missed the first couple of days! Al karchach, what must you say? The kivan dad ata pater haya ume ata hushin is chayiv al kain chashiva sukkah l'shiva kivan sheos es asukkah l'kol zman achiyiv shalo v'chashiv ze azman k'chol shiva l'achar shin is chayiv kodem sukkis. And every holds like the Menachas Chinuch has noted to say that he can continue. There's another fascinating case that is brought up by the one of the achronim quoted here in the Sharam Sirena Balacha. He quotes from the Divrei Malkiel. He says, what happens if somebody's birthday is the 10th day of Av, which can happen, because a lot of times fasting brings labor on. So what happens? The 10th day of Av is a boy's birthday. Wonderful. What happens if the year of his bar mitzvah, the 10th day of Av, is on a Sunday? Which means Tisha B'Av was on a Shabbos. The fast day was pushed off till Sunday. As the Gemara says, Akdume Peranusa Lo Mekadminan. We push it off. So the day of his bar mitzvah is a fast day. But one second, does he have to fast? Suggest the Divrei Malkiel. On the one hand, I might say, you don't have to fast. Just like a katan that would niskadol ben shnei psachim, maybe the Pesach Sheni is tashlum in derishon, at least according to Rabbi Nassan, and therefore, since he wasn't mechuyev in Pesach Rishon, he's not mechuyev in Pesach Sheni. So here, he wasn't mechuyev in Tisha B'Av. He wasn't mechuyev in Tisha B'Av. The day of the Iker fast, he wasn't mechuyev. So maybe he does not have to fast. Amazing. The katan shigdol basiri ba'av b'shana shachal Tisha B'Av b'shabes v'nidchal yom rishon v'chulu v'hevi, and the Divrei Malkiel brings this gemara as a raya that he's potter. But then at the end he said, no. Maybe you cannot compare Pesach to Tisha B'Av. Pesach, the Iker Chiyuv is this day. Once in a while it falls out that the Torah made up the Chiyuv. But here, by Tisha B'Av, Chazal created. It's a Din D'Rabbanan. Lo Dami L'Inyan Pesach. Shehei Yadua L'Chazal Sheyis Damin Tisha B'Av Gam B'Shabbos V'Tiknu Sheyis Anu Ba'Asiri V'Chadet HaKanehu V'Lo Havi B'Taras Tashlumin. So he says that you can't compare. He doesn't quote it, the Shem Seder Balacha, but it's similar, the Cheshek Shlomo, the beginning of Maseches Megillah, the first Cheshek Shlomo in Megillah talks about a katan that's Nisgadel. Also, let's say Purim. Let's say Purim is on Shabbos, right? And then it's pushed off till, and Shushan Purim is on, right? Let's say in the days when it can't fall out. Bezmanazeh cannot fall, Purim cannot fall out, can't fall out on Shabbos. Only Shushan Purim can fall out on Shabbos in a year of a Purim Meshulash. So there we also discuss this. What if you have a katan on that day when he has a, or let's say Shushan Purim fall out on Shabbos. So they lay in the Megillah on Friday in the Krachim, in the walled cities. But what happened if a child becomes a gadol on Shabbos? So what does he do about the Megillah? Yesterday he was a katan, today he's a gadol. Does he have to lane it? Well, he can't lane it because he wasn't. There's no chiyuv. So these are all very interesting types of cases in terms of the chiyuv of a katan in terms of various mitzvahs. Also, the other tzad, the other nafgamina that was brought here is not just a katan, but a gershon is gayer. So there's a big question in the Rishonim and the Achronim. The Gemara says in Maseches Yevamos, Gershon is Gayer Kekatan Shenola Dami, as we mentioned in yesterday's daf. The question is, the Gemara never quotes a source for that. No, we're in Shas. What's the source that a Ger is not related to any of his relatives, and he's like a Katan Shenola? The Chasam Sofer, Maseches Avodah Zarah, leaves the Pitzarach Iyan in his commentary on Avodah Zarah. The Meshechachma, two suggestions, one by the Rishonim, one by the Achronim. The Meshechachma, he suggests that it's based on a pasuk in the beginning of Dvarim, Shuvu Lachem La'alechem, where after Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to all of them, go back to your tents. Shuvu Lachem La'alechem means that they can go back to La'alechem is in all El Ishto. What I mean, a lot of these people, though, were Ne'esar, and they were from relationships that the Torah became Aser. Even Moshe Rabbeinu's parents. Moshe's parents was an aunt and a nephew, which is Aser Daraisa. So Shuvu Lachem La'alechem, was everybody allowed to go back to their wives? Maybe it was an Iser relationship. So it must be Gershon is Karkach and Olodami. They all had the status of Gerus at that time. That's the Meshechachma. If you look in the Baal HaTurim has a different suggestion. In Parshas Kiseitse, the pasuk says in Perachav Dal, pasuk Yud Zayin, Lo Satem Mishpat Ger Yasom. Do not turn the judgment of Ger Yasom. So shouldn't it be Ger V'Yasom? What do you mean Ger Yasom? Says the Baal HaTurim, Lo Amar Ger V'Yasom, Lo Mar Lecha Ger equals Yasom. Ger Yasom. To teach you, Gershon is Gai, Katan Shenola Dami. That's just one of two examples, one of the Rishon, one of the Achronim, of the suggestions, what is the source for Gershon is Gayer, Kakan Shenola Dami. Okay, back to the Gemara. So we have a three-way Machlokas Tanoim. How do we look at Pesach Sheni? Is it a separate, unique holiday, regal b'fnei atzmo? That is the Shita of Rebbe. Rebbe Nosson says it's Tashlumin derishon. And Rebbe Chanan ben Akavi even says it's Takanta derishon, meaning you could fix Rishon. As Rashi said, the second day of holds, if you amaze it b'rishon, you chayef kares, finished, it's over. While Rebbe Chanan ben Akavi says, no, it's Takanta derishon, you can fix it, you have to be amazed on both to be chayev karis. And they all, says the Gemara, v'shlasha mikradecha darshu. They all darshu in the same pasuk. V'ha'ish asher hu tahar, uv'derech lo haya, the man asher hu tahar. He was tar, and he wasn't baderech, and he right, no, not derech rechoka, he's chayev karis, Rebbe Savar, v'chada la'asos ha'pesach, v'nichrisa. Rebbe holds that he didn't do the karim, v'nichrisa, v'nichrisa. What does that mean? Delo aved barishon. Inami, and then inami, another shot, Karban Hashem lo hikriv be moado. The next part of the pasuk is Karban Hashem, he did not give in its time. Besheni, that's Besheni. So we have two different phrases, says Shitas Rebbe, of not giving Barishon and not giving Besheni, and each one is independent. That's how you read the pasuk. Umimai daha mimai cheto yisa karesu. And how do you know that cheto yisa is kares? Kasavar. How do we know that is Kari's Chet O Yisa? It says, the Pasuk says, Ksavar Megadev Hainu Mivarech Hashem. We say because that the Megadev, that it says kares by Magadev is mevarech. Magadev means cursing God. That is the same Avera. V'ksiv b'mevarech Hashem v'nas ocheto. So by Magadev it says kares. By Birchas Hashem it says v'nas ocheto. We say it's the same thing. So you have a v'nas ocheto that means gzeira shava, that means kares. So you say, no, v'nas ocheto by Pesach Sheni also means kares. So that is Shita's Rebbe, how he learns that either one, either Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni, they are both chayiv, can be mechayiv kares. Vera's finish first, and then we will talk about who he paskin like. V'gamar, hayechet o dehacha mechet o dehasa, malahalan kares av kanami kares. Good. V'rebi nasin savar, v'chadalas az ha-pesach, v'nichrisa dehai ki lashon dehahu. The key there in the pasuk is not a separating, an or. It's a because. It's connecting the two halves of the pasuk. It's one chiyuv. V'achi gamar rachmana. This is what the Torah means. Deha, your chayav kares, why? Deha, karban Hashem lo hikr b'moadar barishon. Because you didn't give the Karban Pesach when you were supposed to give it at the proper time. I chet o yisa my avilei. What do you do with chet o yisa? Kesavar, you don't need to learn that. Kesavar megadev lafayim berachas Hashem. Megadev is not berachas Hashem. It's not megadev. Is Rashi says mizamer umishorer avodah zara. Something connected to avodah zara, as the Gemara says elsewhere. And berachas Hashem is berachas Hashem. Lafayim berachas Hashem. The Gemara hay chet o dehasa may chet o dehacha mahacha kares afasam kares. I mean, you can learn it from here. This is kares and that's kares, because you can't learn it from a god. If it's two different averis, so you just learn it from the gzera shava. Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya savar v'chadol azaz haPesach v'nichrasa. How do you learn that? How do you understand that? E karban Hashem lo ikar b'moado b'sheni. It's an if, right? We know ki can mean four things, four translations. O dilma ela daha. So here you have a three way machlokus. What the key means? So you get kares if you didn't give it on the sheni either. Like the second opinion. Either way, the Gemara is very explicit now. Hilchak, the Gemara summarizes. So lamaisa lamaisa, according to every opinion, when are you chayav kares? So he's it, bazeh bazeh, divrei akol chayav. If you're bemazed, Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, you didn't give a Karban Pesach, everybody says you're chayav kares. Shagag bazeh bazeh, if you're shogeg on both, divrei akol pater. Everybody agrees you're pater from kares. Hezid barishon v'shagag b'sheni. What if you were mazid barishon and shagag b'sheni? So you had mazid. So the Rebbe, the Reb Nassim Machaibi. Rebbe says you're chayv. Are you chayv on anyone? And Reb Nassim also. Reb Nassim says the second is tashlumi, but it's not tikune. Reb Chanani ben Akavya pater, because according to him, you got to be mazid on both. Shagag barishon v'hezid b'sheni, the opposite. Le Rebbe chayv, of course, remember, it's regal b'fnei atzmo. And either one, le Rebbe Nassim, le Reb Chanani ben Akavya pater. Rebbe Nassim says you'd be pater there, because the ikker one, you were shogig. And Reb Chanani ben Akavya says, even if the first one was mazid, the second one is going to be shogeg, you're going to be pater from kares. Either way, that's a nice summary the Gemara gives. We don't even have to figure it out ourselves. Good. Who do we paskin like? So, who do we can look in the Shulchan Aruch? So we look in the Rambam. The Rambam paskins like Shitas Rebbe, the most machmir. The Rambam says in Hilchos Karban Pesach, in Parakei, Misha haya tamei b'sha shchitas ha-pesach, she'ein shochten alav, if somebody was tamei, o shahaya b'derech rechoka, o ne'enas ba'onei sacher, o sheshagag v'lo hikir barishon. So if anybody has any excuse, harei ze shochet pesach, barabasar shel chodesh ha-sheni, bein harabayim, fine, pesach sheni. V'shchitas pesach zu, mitzvahs asei bifnei atzma. This Karban Pesach, the Shechita, is a separate mitzvah. V'docha es HaShabbos. And it's Docha Shabbos. And the 14th day of year falls out on Shabbos. You'd shech it anyway. She'ein HaShleini Tashlumin L'Rishon. Don't think, like Shitas Rabbi Nassan says the Rambam, don't think the She'ein Tashlumin L'Rishon. Ela Rego B'fnei Atzmo. It's a Rego B'fnei Atzmo. L'fichach Chayav Anolav Karis. Chayav Karis. That's the Rambam Ketzad. So he says, Misha shagago ne'enas v'lo hikar barishon, im hizid v'lo hikar b'sheni, chayiv kares. If you only have one mazid on Pesach Sheni, v'im shagago ne'enas af b'sheni pater, if you shogig both times pater, hizid v'lo hikar barishon, if you were mazid on the rishon, you have to give in the sheni. If you are a makriv in the sheni, avo b'sha shagago is a chayiv kares, show lo hikriv, and you are mazid. The Rav here doesn't like it. The Rav just says here, Amar Avram, shana zu mishnaso karebi, v'reb nasir v'chamin akavya polygolei. Very unusual comment. How could he passes like Rebbe? What do you mean? Two other Tanaim argue. So the Rambam would answer, yeah, but I pass him like Rebbe. Usually the Rebbe is based on a Svara. So here it sounds like it's just based on Psak. He says, why do you paskin? Maybe Pasin said maybe it's a majority issue. Two out of the three opinions say it's Tashlumin. One just goes even further and says it's Tikune. So how can you paskin like Rebbe if the majority argues on him? That could be the Ravitz Taina. You can look here in the Nosei Kalim. But either way, the Rambam is clear. He paskins that it is Regel Bifnei Atzmo. And this is Lashita. So the Rambam quotes two separate mitzvos in the Minyan HaMitzvos for Pesach Sheni. The Rambam has mitzvos asei nun zayin. It doesn't just count it as a prat of Pesach Rishon. And it sounds like it's because he passes like Rebbe. Mitzvah nun zayin. The Rambam says, Shetzivanu lishchot Pesach Sheni. Mishanim nebna Pesach Rishon. Mitzvah nun ches. Shetzivanu lecho basar Pesach Sheni. Lecha mishazamir. Al matzah umarar. Right, two separate mitzvahs asay. The Rambam paskins based on the fact that he holds like Rebbe. And the Chinuch, obviously, as he always does, paskins like the Rambam as well, as he goes into, in Parshas Bahalosra, he counts two separate mitzvahs for Pesach Sheni. He counts the mitzvah of eating and the mitzvah of shechting. And it's based on the fact that he paskins like Rebbe. Okay, so this is the Rambam Shita. He holds like Rebbe. Also, once we have the Sefer Chinuch out, just to mention, we had up here Megadef and Berchaz Hashem, which we know is one of the seven mitzvahs B'nai Noach. The seven mitzvahs, easy way to remember them, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, and the Big Three. The Big Three, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shfichas Damim, murder, adultery, and Avodah Zarah, and idolatry. And Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet is Aver Menachai, Berchaz Hashem, Gezel, and Dinim. So the basis, the Berachas Hashem, is cursing God. The Sefer HaChinuch, though, has an important comment. Sefer HaChinuch in mitzvah Tav Tez Zayin, by the mitzvah of Lo Sisaveh, the only mitzvah that is added on in the second rendition of Aseres HaDibros. So the Sefer HaChinuch there says, even non-Jews are included and are mitzuveh in Lo Sisaveh. Do not covet or desire. Ask the Chinuch on himself, but it's not one of the Sheva mitzvahs. What do you mean it's one of the Sheva mitzvahs? It's not. How can you say non-Jews are obligated? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, because the seven mitzvahs aren't seven mitzvahs, they are seven categories of mitzvahs. Categories. There are many mitzvahs that they're obligated in. He says, "Noheges b'chol makom b'chol zman b'zachar m'bnei kavus gam kol b'nei ha'olam mechuyavin ba l'fishi hi anaf l'mitzvahs gezel." This is part of gezel. The al tit'e b'ni bazeh. Don't make my son, he wrote the Sefer for his son. There are many details. Arayos is one, but there's Isser Aim, Isser Achaz Bena Aim, Isser Eishas Ish, Eishas Av, Mishkav Zachar, Mishkav Behema. The Nadjus are obligated in all of those. Avodah Zarah has many mitzvahs. So really, there are seven, but there are many. There are many, maybe there are 50. The only difference is that Am Yisrael has each one as a separate mitzvah. Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'zachas is Yisrael, L'fich HaChir Balein Torah Mitzvahs. He gave it to us as separate mitzvahs. Ratzon HaMakom L'zakosam, V'Hir Balein Mitzvahs Yoser Mehem. V'Gam Ba'osam Shinis Tavinu Anachnu L'yos Tzivuyenu Aleim Mitzvahs Asin V'Lav V'Nifradin Kol Zeh Zechus V'Tovah L'Nafshenu. But really, non-Jews are also included in it. But there are many examples of this. Moshe Feinstein has a great shuva where he says, he discusses tefillah, and he says, do non-Jews have to daven? So Moshe says, no, not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bei Noach, except the Eis Sarah. Eis Sarah, when there is a time of a personal crisis, then they have to turn to Hashem. You have to daven. Is that one of the Sheva Mitzvahs? Yes, it is. It's part of Avodah Zarah, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. If I think that things just happen in life and there's no set seder, it's not all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that is a lack of emunah. Okay, next Mishnah. Next major machlokas. Ezuhi derech rechoka. We referred to this yesterday. What does derech rechoka mean? How far out do you have to be? Menam modiim v'lachutz ukimidas v'lacharuach. Tiv Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, if you're from modiim v'lachutz, meaning that distance away from Yerushalayim or from the Azara. That's the question, whether it's from Yerushalayim or from the Azara. But either way, if you're that distance out in all directions, Tiv Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara will say how much that is. Rabbi Yezer Omer, may iskopas Azara v'lachutz. If you're just outside the Azara. That's it. If you're just outside the Azara, that is it. Amalei Rabbi Yossi, Lefich HaNachon Alhei. Rabbi Yossi says, as a remez, Rabbi Elazar Shita, that's why in the Torah there are dots on the word hey in Rechoka. Lomar, to teach me, Loma B'nei Sharachok Vadai, it's not really. Know that there's a hidden meeting here. It's not very far. You can be very close, but if you're outside, you have the halachic status of very far. The Magalias Hashas here quoted one of the Rebbes who says that if you're right outside the Azara and you're not coming in, that reflects that you're very far. That reflects, you're so close, just come in, and you stay outside. And that's Derech Rechoka, we have what to work on. Good, there is also, Rashi says that the hey is just saying that it's lema'it, to exclude, to say that there's something hidden here. If you look in the Bar Tanura has an interesting ha'ara. He says, he once heard that the hay is teaching me that even if you're five outside, if you are chamesh amos me'askopas ha'azara, even if you're only five amos out, that's good enough. Ask the Rishash right here in our Gemara. Where do you get that five from? What do you mean five amos? Why five amos out? So he says, no, the Rishash says there's a hidden meaning here. He thinks that if you look in Mishnayos and Maseches Midos, says the Rishash, that the thickness of Shar Nicanor was five amos thick. That's the hay. If you're right outside Shar Nicanor, so then that is five amos outside from the inside of the Azara. That's the hay. That's the pshat of the Bar Tanur. The Bar Tanur didn't quote it correctly, says the Rishash. But that's what's meant. And he says, "V'imkei chuslas kopa hu rachok me'azara hamukudeshes hey amos." Unbelievable, Rishash explaining the Bar Tanura. Amar Ula Vayter min amodim li Yerushalayim chamisha asar mil nave. From Odim to Yerushalayim is 15 mil. Savar la. So it's 15 mil in all directions. Savar la chiyada amar Rabba Barachana amar Biyochanan. How do you know this? Kama halach adam biyom asar parsos. Because Rabbi Yochanan said a person could work 10 parsos every day. A pars is 4 mil. So 40 mil. We can walk from dawn to sunrise 5 mil. From sunset to tseis is 5 mil. So what's left? Pashlot lesson 30 left. 15 in the morning. 15 in the afternoon. That's how you know you have 15 mil to walk, and that is the determined derech rechoka. That's from tomorrow's daf. We talk all about what a mil is. That's right, the Bein Hashmashas Gemara. We'll do that better next time. Ula, the time, and by the way, Ula is Lushita. So Damar Ula, Ezo Yiderech Rechoka, Kol She'in Yochol Likanes B'Sha Shchita. If you can't get in, Misha Shchita, which is at Chatzos, which is when we start after the Karban Tamid. Omar Mar, Me'alos HaShachar Ad Neitzach Chama Chameshas Milin. How do you know, Minolan, how do you know that it's 5 mil going from dawn to Neitz? Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, by lot and stone. The malachim try to schlep lot out. Dichsiv Hashem, and that's by dawn. It says shachar Allah. Dichsiv, and it says Hashemesh yotza al aretz v'lo patzora. He gets to tzohar at sunrise. V'yomer Rabbi Chanina lididi chazi liyahu asra. V'habi chameishas milan. I saw that place. I saw from stone to tzohar, and it is 5 mil. So that's how we know. Gufa, last section. Amar Ula Ezi Derech Rechoka Machlokes. Kol She'in Yochol Likanes B'Sha'as Shchita. What is the determining time ending? We mentioned yesterday the starting time. Machlokes Rashi Rambam. Rashi says Chatzos, and the Rambam says Alos in the morning. What's the ending time? You have to get to where, at what time? As long as you can't get there B'Sha'as Shchita. For Rav Yehuda, Amar Kol She'in Yochol Likanes B'Sha'as Achila. A much later time. Rav Yehuda says you have even into the nighttime. If you can get there during the nighttime to eat it. Right, that is also not called Derech Rechoka. Amalei Rabba Le'ula. L'didak Kasha, the Rebbe Kasha. I have a question on both opinions. L'didak Kasha, da'amrit, kol she'in yachol likanis b'shash shchita. You say that the rule is, if you can't get there, shash shchita, but v'hama tamei sheretz, then yachol likanis b'shash shchita. Tamei sheretz cannot get there, shash shchita, v'ka'amrit, and yet you hold, shochlem v'zorkan al tamei sheretz. Tamei sheretz can't get in, he's tamei, and yet, during shash shchita, only afterwards, and you say it's good, you can check on him. Well, the Rabbi Yehuda Kasha and Rabbi Yehuda also have a problem with. Do Amar Kol She'in Yochol Likanes B'Sha'as Achila V'Tami Sheretz. Do Yochol Likanes B'Sha'as Achila? According to Rav Yehuda the Amora, a Tami Sheretz can come in at night. V'Kamer and he holds the opposite. Ain Shochlem Zorkan a Tami Sheretz. So both of your opinions are not consistent with your other shitas. Amar Lei, and he says, Lo Lididi Kasha, Lo Rav Yehuda Kasha. There's no problem on either shita. Lididi Lo Kasha, you're telling me, how can you, Tamei Sheretz, he can't come in, so how can you shekel on his behalf? Don't compare the two different halachas. Derech Rechoka Latarbi and Derech Rechoka Latamei. There's two different pturim, this Tamei and Derech Rechoka. Derech Rechoka has its own rules. You're trying to bring those rules over to Tuma? No. Derech Rechoka is this one ptur, and Tamei works separately, and therefore, even if somebody is Tamei and they can't get in, I can still shecht on their behalf. L'Rav Yehuda lo kasha, Tamei Sheretz. The Tamei Sheretz is not a problem. Tamei Sheretz, Rachmana Dachye, the Torah says a Tamei Sheretz, even if it's going to be right tonight, is no good. Dechsiv ish ish kiyat Tamei lanefesh, milo askina shachal shvi shalo lios be'erev Pesach. If somebody's Tamei, even if their seventh day is Erev Pesach. Why not? Why isn't that included either? The special din, the Torah says that they're doche, they're nitche to Pesach Sheni. So don't bring me any kashes from that regard. Okay, so we have mil. This gets into getting into the two dafim, as we know, the two amudim in Shas, the Gemara in Shabbos and the Gemara in Psachim, the two dafim about Bein Hashmashos, where Rabbeinu Tam is quoted and must be talked about. Brother Shem, that's coming up on the next daf, but we will stop here. Everybody.